Right now on VFN TV, we're going to hear about a prophetic dream that came in the early parts of February where God actually brought it to pass, February 28th, and it had to do with Reverend Billy Graham in the Rotunda and Reformation of the Church. This is an exciting prophetic program. Join us right now.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
I just want to say, you know, I always say this, but it means so much. Thank you for joining us on the program. We just, you know, call it our community.
Tribe.
You know, tribe. We want to be able to encourage you and inspire you, and you know, we want to be a reasonable source of information and knowledge of what's taking place to impact, you know, the seven mountains of culture that we talk about all the time.
And we love hearing from you. We love your comments. We love your emails, the letters you write. Yes. And we love when you stop us out when we're out and about in the community. Your words of encouragement mean so much. And it's just beautiful what God's doing.
Yeah, John, I just want to say right here, too, is that, you know, you're offerings, your love gifts, and the finances that you send and through your partnership, I mean, it's making a huge difference. And just to know you took that time to do that, we know that we're walking in agreement here. So it means so much to us. You know, I'm thinking about several of you right now, and you know, I try to personally, you know, do something to be able to acknowledge that. John does too.
Yeah.
And it's us together, you know.
197 countries and the comments and just all the things that are happening. It's all of us partnering together. It's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, it's more interactive today. You know, today it's not about just staring at television, but it's interactive with social media and all the ways to be able to communicate. John.
Yes.
You know, God speaks, you know, Amos chapter 3, verse 7, he says that He does not do anything unless he speaks it to someone first, speaks it prophetically, whether it's dreams or it's visions or just through outright prophecy being delivered. And, of course, we're here right where we are because, you know, we call it the dream send different things because God spoke it and we just obeyed him, you know, when we heard it. But the Lord spoke to you.
Yeah.
This is a pretty significant time where Reverend Billy Graham has gone to be with the Lord at 99 years old, you know, and he's not dead. He just began to live.
That's right.
You know, for billions of years, as he talks about. And
as someone told us, it was fake news when they heard that Billy Graham had passed away. He said, don't believe it. He's just beginning to live.
Yeah, we thought at first, like, oh, he's all right. It really happened. So what happened? Tell me what happened. The Lord spoke to you in a dream.
Yes.
Talk about this.
I had a dream February the 5th.
Okay, of 2018.
2018. And in this dream, actually, you and I were in Canada, and we were in this hotel. It's a very, very large hotel. And in the hotel lobby, it was filled with church leaders from all across the globe, really, all over the world. And at the center of this hotel lobby, modern hotel lobby, was a table. And an international known prophet was heading this meeting. You and I were sitting at this table, several others, and he was talking about how this is a reformation that's happening, and the launch date for this reformation was going to be February the 28th.
So a reforming of the church, a reformation, you know, restructure, reforming the church. And we've been talking about that, and we'll talk some more about that, but what's so significant was that was February the 5th when God talked to you.
Yeah.
Little did we know that God knew 23 days later that the passing of Reverend Billy Graham would take place and he would, you know, go get his reward in heaven, but also that our president, the President Donald Trump, would be the President of the United States and he would say, I want to honor God and what God's done through Reverend Billy Graham's life.
And ministry, right.
His ministry. And I know that, you know, we have available to you on the VFN Torch, we got a whole dedication to Reverend Billy Graham and his life and his impact. But one of the things that was said when the president was honoring him at the Rotunda on February 28th, but he said that he, his father, and his mother, his father got him up and they went to go see in 1957 Reverend Billy Graham preaching at the to them early on in 1957, how it impacted his life. And he remembers it to this day. I mean, he spoke to the most people.
That is amazing.
Any one individual in the world, right?
280 million people. I believe 285 countries.
Right.
And what's interesting about Reverend Billy Graham being in the rotunda, only four citizens in our nation's history, or four times in our nation's history, four citizens rather, have ever been in the rotunda. Two of them were
officers,
police officers that were actually killed protecting the D.C. area, the Capitol. One was Rosa Parks, and then Reverend Billy Graham. He's the first religious person of faith.
Person of faith.
That has been
and
there.
God has just turned this whole thing around. So understand, so God knew on February 28th that he would touch the heart of the leader, Trump, and have him bring in Reverend Billy Graham's body on the display, the casket, and all that was powerful.
Lion State.
Yeah, Lion State. So that he could prophesy from the rotunda over the body of the one we're going to even hear. You're going to hear a little bit later in the program that even Reverend Billy Graham himself prophesied about this day coming. Yeah. And so this reformation's coming. And a lot of people, John, they love God, but they're just tired of the way we're walking things out. You know what I'm saying?
And we hear that a lot. I mean, we hear that a lot.
Right.
And it's interesting to see the timing of what God's doing, because God is a God of order, not a God of happenstance. And so it's like this is such a significant moment in time and history in the church.
Right.
It's okay to be legitimately excited for what's upon us.
And some of the ramifications that we'll talk about a little bit later in the program of why you're seeing so much dysfunction in the actual physical family is because there's so much dysfunction in the way that we're walking things out in the church. You know, we're going to institutions. You know, Brother Ken Summerall used to always say that, you know, that we institutionalize our children when they're young and they institutionalize us when we're old. Hmm. And it's like, you know, we bring this religious institution versus a relationship and family. But remember, it was February the 5th, so 23 days later, God knew that he would touch the president's heart, President Donald Trump, and he would bring Reverend Billy Graham there and put him laying at stake as he prophesied over him. And let's just listen to what President Trump declared. This is interesting. This is the leader that America voted for, with all the leaders right around, which is Congress would be Paul.
Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell over the Senate. So they're all of our elected officials. This is like America declaring this in agreement. But let's see what the president said, because God knew that the Reformation would begin, and whoever thought that it would be from President Donald Trump declaring that. Check it out.
Today we honor him as only three private citizens before him have been so honored. And like the faithful of Charlotte, once did, today we say a prayer for our country, that all across this land, the Lord will raise up men and women like Billy Graham to spread a message of love and hope to every precious child of God. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you very much.
There were so many wonderful things that were said there by Speaker Paul Ryan, by the
Senator Mitch McConnell,
and of course by the Chaplain Black. Oh, I love that guy. When I was in there, I was like, I got the chance to see him at the museum, you know, the
Bible Museum.
Bible Museum. I took him. Just hugged him, man. I just love that guy.
Yeah.
And but this is what he declared. This is so important. Remember, the Reformation would begin on the 28th. And 23 days later, the president will be declaring this.
The highest government authority in the land
is
declaring this.
So he said, today we say a prayer for our country, that all across this land, being America, the Lord would raise up men and women like Billy Graham to spread the message of love and hope to every precious child of God. Mm. I mean, the prophecies and the things that God has laid out, when we heard Mark Sharona prophesy that what would be happening, but actually the other minister that was there,
Benny Hinn,
gave the actual happening. It would be at the time of Reverend Billy Graham's passing, which is the Reformation, where Mark Sharona is saying that God is upset with what we've done to the church, and we've been making it our own thing, and he wants his church back, basically, in the Reformation. And so automatically, you know, Benny Hinn goes in and says that, and it will happen, you know, after the passing of Oral Roberts, but after the passing of Reverend Billy Graham. And it happened with our president. Listen, when you get back from this break, before we go anywhere, we got to hear from you. I mean, you're probably getting dreams about this. God's probably speaking to you about it. We want to know. We want to know what God's saying to you. Your comments below, how you email us and how you write us and let us know what God's saying to you. We're hearing collectively. We all know in part and prophesy in part. And so we love hearing from you. And how excited are you about God's going to get back to the relational aspect of the church? And we'll be talking about after the break. But God, you know, God knows your heart. He hears the cry of your heart. And he's bringing his church back because he's designed us for family and relationship. And guess what's coming back? That's what's coming back. John, tell us what's
coming back. When we get back from this break, we're going to have Reverend Billy Graham, actually his prophetic word about this reformation. It's so encouraging. You don't want to miss it.
We'll be right back.
$25 million Christians stayed at home. 5 million votes decided who would be president of the United States. And the American dream is in jeopardy. So for me, it's not about the country, frankly. It's about my children. And that's why I'm telling you, my faith votes.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new material's put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We were talking about a prophetic dream that was given to John on February the 5th, where God said a reformation would begin in the church, and Canada was involved in this as well. And it would happen on the 28th.
February 28th.
Which is 23 days later. Who would ever known other than God that Billy Graham would pass and that he would be in the rotunda because the president's heart was touched. Guess what? So Reverend Billy Graham was on Brinkley's show years ago, and he's prophesying about the Reformation. And I just love the Graham family because they're so frank, right?
Oh, I know.
They're so just direct and just say what's on their heart. And he's talking specifically about, you know, if in fact the Lord does not come back before, which is the rapture of the church taken away, before the year 2000, that this is what's going to be happening to the church. So he's prophesying, speaking in advance, what he sees going to be happening, and he's seeing it take place right there in the boroughs of New York. Oh, I was just so...
This is nearly 40 years ago, at least 40 years ago.
I don't know how many years. It was in the 60s, 67, 1967. And that's what prophecy is. You know, prophecy's got saying in advance. And so this is Billy Graham prophesying on this particular news show, and he's saying what the church is going to be like after the year 2000. So you're looking at the Reformation. He's even remember, his body laid in state on February 28th, and here he was prophesying. This is just so cool. Do you want to know what it's going to be like? Of course, you can go to your Bible and find out what the church is supposed to be like and begin to imitate that. But listen to this prophecy as he begins to talk about it. It's amazing. This is Reverend Billy Graham talking about the Reformation that was to come to the church.
I would say that I think the church is going to undergo restructuring. I think if the world lasts till 2000 A.D., that we're going to see a different type of church emerging. And I suspect that the movement that's underway now is to have small meetings in homes. You know, the early church for the first three centuries met in homes. They were home meetings. And I suspect the movement is in this direction now. Now, we've come to New York for a crusade. And in the preparations for the crusade that we held in New York, we found more than 1,000 of these groups already meeting. Since the preparations of this crusade began some 2 years ago, another 4,000 groups have emerged, so that now there's about 5,000 groups just in New York. Now, these groups don't know the other exist. It's unorganized, but because we came to the city for this particular type of ministry, they began to come out from their little cubbyholes in every borough of the city. Now, this is true all across America. It's true from coast to coast. It's something that hasn't been in the press. I hope it doesn't get in the press.
This is so important. You think about it. Over 5,000 relational churches who are gathering in homes are the ones that brought Reverend Billy Graham in to benefit so many people in New York.
That's wonderful.
Yes, you know, and it's that's the churches, you know, because of persecution, because of the reality of how we function as family, we're healthier when we're together. Mm. And that's one thing that you know, God has told us prophetically in advance. We've been preparing for this day, and we've been walking out, learning as we go. And guess what? We have what we call the Vine Seminar. It's vfnkb.com where you find out the details. But the Vine Seminars is for what we call the religious, the faith mountain. Mm. You know, and to what does it look like to be the church? You know, what does it look like to do what, you know, Reverend Billy Graham was talking about in 1967?
Not what does it look like to go to church, but what does it look like to be the church? Huge difference.
Yes. You know, the Lord tells us to go into all the world. You know, if you're looking at the King James, go ye, right? But we've turned it into the come ye.
Come ye.
You know, and we're always bringing people to a place. And that's good to bring people to the Lord, but it's for the purpose of going out.
Right.
And there's not a greater reward. When we walk out the church the way God's called it to be, listen, a lot of men's kingdoms will fall, and you know, religious empires might not stand, but God's kingdom will stand forever. And you have so much more, your ability to do things like, I don't know, reach 196 nations around the world, to be able to be there and impact the nations. And you're no longer building your kingdom, but you're actually watching God build his kingdom, because it's built without hands, right?
That's right.
Human hands. And it's an amazing thing when we all work together. There's the spirit of competition.
Advancing God's agenda, his will in all seven spheres of society in these mountains that we're constantly talking about. We're praying, may his will be done right on earth as it is in heaven.
Right.
This is what we get to do.
And his kingdom will be preached to all, and then the end will come. So when you start hearing the message of the kingdom, that, yeah, you're saved, but you're saved for the kingdom and the king's business and advancing the kingdom of God. That, you know, he says, when you talk to the Father, when you pray, talk about you want his kingdom that's in heaven to be manifested in earth, just like it is, his kingdom come. And that's everything we're focusing on by God's grace through VFN Kingdom Business, VFNKB. You can find it at vfnkb.com. But look for the Vine Seminars. The Vine Seminars, we teach it, and it's so anointed. You know, you'll say they'll be coming up, you know, there'll be a Vine Seminar for you and your online webinars, different things that we do, for you to be able to walk through that to empower you. So you might not know if you've been going to church for so long, but inside you, you've been craving for, like, why is my family dysfunctional? Why are our neighborhoods, why is it dysfunctional? Why is our nation, they don't even know what family is anymore? And why are leaders saying the government's over your kids and family's not over your kids? It's because the church, we left family and the pattern, the function of family.
So, the original intent.
Yeah, so listen, we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on that? Are you excited about the Reformation coming? When we get back from this break, John's going to tell you what's coming up. But listen, we want to hear from, you know, comment below, write us, email us. We want to hear your thoughts on that. Maybe, you know, God's been dealing with your heart and you're thinking, like, I love God. I'm passionate towards him. But one particular book is entitled Jesus Left the Building, you know, and it's like, what's God doing? What's he and he wants his church back. He got the word back through Tyndale and through others that have walked that out. But now he wants his church back, where he does what he wants to by his spirit, under his authority, under what he's established to be able to lead his church. So comment below, write to us, let us know. These are exciting days. This is God's Reformation. John, what's next?
God has so much to say about his church and what he wants his church to be in the earth. He shares it with Prophet Rick Joyner. He shares more about this Reformation. You got to join us when we get back from this break so you can hear the details.
We'll be right back. Today I would like to talk on the word consistency. It was sent in by Yvonne Donaldson from Sydney, Nebraska. Yvonne is a financial coach.
I've often said that the bookends of success, the front end, is initiative, the ability to start something, and the back end of success is the ability to close it, to finish it. But in between those two bookends of success, consistency is essential. You and I both know people, they're brilliant, but they're not consistent. They're creative, but they're not consistent. Now, what happens when we lack consistency? Well, we're not dependable. Leadership has to always be dependable. Leaders always have to be there. Leaders have to be that solid rock in which people can stand. And here's what I know. You don't have to be brilliant to be consistent. You don't have to be creative to be consistent. But you have to be disciplined. And leaders are always aware that every day people depend upon them. And so, therefore, consistency is essential to a leader's life.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today, and it's amazing how your life you'll just have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion has made it out to be. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults, we should be able to do that.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome. We are talking about a prophetic word that was given that on February 28th, the Reformation of the Church would begin. That was the day that God was going to touch the heart of President Donald Trump to bring in Reverend Billy Graham, who just happened to pass and be with the Lord after February the 5th when the word was given, where he prophesied out and spoke out that God would raise up many Billy Grahams. We talked about Mark Sharona, you know, and what God had given him and what Benny Hinn and said the day would be the day that Reverend Billy Graham passed. And then we have Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries talking about the Reformation right here. And he's speaking. We had this on our program earlier. We're just going to read some of the stuff for you. But what does he say here?
Some may have recognized the discrepancy to the present reality of the church compared to what was carried out and instructed through the life and teachings of Jesus Christ.
So this is important. This is Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, talking about a reformation. In other words, looking at the scriptures and what the scriptures say. He's talking specifically about, you know, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, about looking at scripture, and it's like there's discrepancies here about this is the way that we're supposed to walk it out, but the church looks totally different. Yeah. This has happened over the centuries, and God's reformation is coming. We're talking about this taking place.
It's reforming. In fact, I'll read that again. Okay. Some may have recognized the discrepancy to the present reality of the church compared to what was carried out and instructed through the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. A new reformation of the church will begin to take definition. It's the first trend for this year. When we look at the original blueprint that the church was orchestrated to be through the Word of God, we can see what is in store. As a church, we are called to live a life of relationship and grow in unity and relationship with those around us.
That's so important because, you know, everything we do needs to line up with Scripture. And if we get off, which we have a tendency to do, he said, you know, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me in Psalms 23, which means God's Word brings us back to the place we're supposed to be. And I want to encourage you right now that you're going to have several people, and some people are going to be adamant against what God is going to do. And they're going to set themselves up against it because they're really defending what they feel is
traditions
and that type of thing. Then other people are going to just go after God, and most will.
Mm-hmm.
And there's others that are going to debate which way they should go. And there's, understand, you want to go with God, what God is going to do, because it's the most exciting. It's a billion soul harvest. Imagine a billion people, young people, getting saved across the earth.
Mm.
It's an exciting time. And everything, church as you know it, is going to be totally reformed. It has to be reformed.
With a billion souls coming into the kingdom, they're not going to fit.
As a matter of fact,
in the present way.
Yeah, this is Rick Joyner right here. Rick Joyner talking specifically about what's coming, how it's going to be totally changed as we know it. Check it out.
These times are harvest times. Think about this. How would your church handle 1,000 new members every week? And we all think that would be incredible. It will kill you. But we've got to start thinking like that. I tell you, we need to raise up hundreds of thousands of teachers. The evangelism is going to happen. Evangelists are getting anointed. This is going to happen. We need teachers ready to take new believers and get them established soundly on sound doctrine and made disciples, not just converts. One of the greatest reasons for the greatest weakness, I think, today is we've been making converts instead of disciples. No, the Great Commission's to make disciples, and we've got to be that first if we're going to make others. We need hundreds of thousands of people equipped right now to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to preach the gospel, to lay a solid foundation in new believers' lives. What I'm saying is we've got to fulfill the Ephesians 4 mandate to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. It is not going to work on the model of ministry that is now demonstrated in much of the church. Where you, it's like a spectator sport. You pay your entry fee and come watch a few people do it every week. No, we've all got to be engaged. I believe there's a home group movement, and we've had many and great ones. I believe you're going to have home groups in every single neighborhood that are solid, where God is moving, where He is doing awesome things every week, every day, and where people are bonded together.
There's nothing more exciting than this. As a matter of fact, go to VFNKB.com and go to the Vine Seminars and begin to get connected. You want to know what's going on. God gave gifts to the church to be able to function as we're supposed to. We can get rid of the walls when we have the fear of the Lord. It's exciting where we're going. We want to hear from you. You know, what's being said to you? We want to hear it. Comment below. Write to us. Email us. Let us know. We got to go. We got to pray for you. Father God, we just thank you for our community. We thank you for what's going on, Lord God. We just pray a blessing over them right now, Father God. We just thank you for this reformation. We say grace, grace, grace over the church, Lord God. And we just decree by faith, Lord God, that abortion has ended in America, that revival is here, and a third great awakening is here. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.